Our Conversation from BAE Systems.
Hello and welcome to Our Conversation, the podcast for BAE Systems colleagues across the world. I'm Tim Smith, and this time we're looking at the half-year financial results. Plus, we have a great competition for you, so listen carefully. We also have three guests joining us on the show. First of all, Tom Arsenault, President and CEO, BAE Systems, Inc. Tom, hello. Good to have you with us again.
Hi, Tim. Great to be here.
Also, Brad Grieve, Chief Financial Officer. Hi, Brad. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Tim. How are you?
I'm great, thank you, Brad. And of course, also, as always, Charles Woodburn, Chief Executive of BAE Systems. Charles, hello. Good to speak again. How are you?
Very well, Tim.
Well, Charles, let's catch up with you, first of all. More activities and more visits for you since we last spoke, I understand.
Absolutely, Tim. I'm thoroughly enjoying the opportunity to spend more time with teams and customers in person where possible. It's been a very busy few weeks preparing for our results, but really good to be able to have some of those sessions back on site with colleagues. And for example, I recently visited our Wharton site with our main customer in the UK, Sir Simon Bolam. And as always, it was really valuable to spend time with Sir Simon and our air team reviewing our groundbreaking plans to support the future combat air program, namely Tempest. Tempest, as you know, and we've spoken about before, is a very important program for the group, and I'm pleased to say that it's progressing well. And we recently secured a multi-million pound contract for the concept and assessment phase.
And Tom, I imagine you've been getting out and about in the ink business a lot more now.
Indeed, Tim. And in fact, really the highlights of these recent months was being able to get back out to some of the sites and see our employees hard at work. Terry Crimmins and I were able to make it up to the acquisition sites up in Cedar Rapids and Coralville, Iowa, where we met with employees and got to tour the manufacturing facility there. I have to say I was impressed with the culture of that workforce. I mean, it's just such a clear fit with our own culture, clear focus and dedication on innovation, delivering for our customer, supporting each other. And then it taps into that same spirit that drives our mission to protect those who protect us. Just a really, really good visit. We get to see the new state-of-the-art facility under construction there in Cedar Rapids. That'll bring both of the sites together, engineering, manufacturing. What a great future for that team. We also had a chance, Jeremy Tondreau and I made it up to the York facility. We had the honor of hosting Nicole Piasecki, one of the PLC board of director members, who had the chance to see firsthand all the great work going on in the combat vehicles business as we ramp up vehicle deliveries there, having doubled the number of vehicles coming off the line since a year ago. Charles was here in the U.S. It was great to see him in person. And we went down again with Jeremy Tondreau down to the Jacksonville, Florida ship repair site. A really good tour with the team there. So just real highlights for the first half of the year, Tim. Thanks.
Well, that's all great news. What about you, Brad? We've spoken before about how you took up your role as we went into the first lockdown. I believe a kitchen table was involved at that time. How are ways of working for you now?
My world's gotten a little bit bigger than the kitchen table, fortunately. I think it's been great to be able to go back into our offices and interact with people and our team. So that's been a huge improvement over these last couple of months. You know, it's just get that quality of interaction you get when you're sitting face to face with people. It's just a completely different level. And that's great to see that we're coming into that phase now.
Okay, great to touch base. And we'll be getting into the half year financial results next.
Our conversation.
To the results then. Charles, let's start with a summary from you on the business during the first half of this year.
Well, Tim, I'm delighted to say we delivered a strong set of financial results for the first half with growth across all our key financial metrics. Operational performance was good. We maintained the momentum from the second half of last year by focusing on program delivery. We also continue to prioritize the safety of our people across the world as the challenges related to the pandemic continue to evolve. Delivering this set of results against that backdrop is really a testament to the hard work of our people right across the business. And I'd really like to take the opportunity to thank everybody for their ongoing efforts. And if I look across the sectors, the air sector is growing as production moves towards full rate levels on F-35 rear fuselage assemblies and the Typhoon production revenues increase. Our business in Australia continues to expand. And as I mentioned earlier, the Tempest program is also progressing well. Maritime sustained the performance improvements that we saw last year. And of course, as we've discussed on previous shows, we saw some major operational milestones across Maritime. I'm also really pleased to say that the cyber and intelligence sector had a standout first half, with Applied Intelligence delivering a record first half profit, driven by increased demand in the government business. We also had some great progress in our ink business, and for that, I'm going to hand over to Tom.
Well, thank you, Charles, and I'm really proud of the ink team and the contributions they've made to the overall group results. We can just walk right down through the sectors, because that performance just came from across the board. I mean, in electronic systems, you know, clearly, back to the acquisitions, I mean, these were really, really good adds to the portfolio. Both are delivering good growth. About $500 million of new orders for the military GPS business. We also continued to deliver on our next generation electronic warfare systems for both F-35 and F-15. And then very pleased to see the return of commercial air traffic driven by leisure traffic here in the U.S. And so the commercial lines of business have started to recover from the impacts of the pandemic as a result of that. And we're seeing increased demand in both the controls and avionics business, as well as the power and propulsion solutions business. Over at INS, another strong first half for Al and the team, delivering growth in sales and profit. A few big wins there, and poised for a few more here as we head into the second half of the year. And then, as I mentioned earlier, combat systems, just an amazing performance in the face of the pandemic, moving their way up a significant production ramp. And we saw good performance across the board, from amphibious combat vehicles to Bradley's, from AMPV, all the way over to Sweden, where the CV-90 enjoyed a significant number of orders in the first half and will prepare for a ramp of their own. The ship repair business is also showing some signs of recovery from the impacts of COVID. We're looking for that business to stabilize here in the second half of the year. They did secure orders worth almost $500 million in their own right in the first half. And so I'd add to Charles's big thank you to our employees for a fantastic performance in a very difficult time.
Okay, Brad, let's come to you now then for some detail. What are the key points from this set of results?
As Charles said, it was a really strong set of results, you know, across the board. I mean, just starting with demand, you know, demand was up 13% over the first half of 2020. So that's a 13% improvement. So, you know, just underlines the buoyant demand in the marketplace right now for our products and services. Sales for the first half, just over 10 billion pounds. So that's up 6% on a constant currency basis. So it just reflects, again, the continued operational momentum that we have and the strong contributions from the acquisitions, as Tom mentioned. EBIT profit, $1.028 billion. So that's up 27% on the first half of last year on a constant currency basis. So that, again, just shows the margin improvement. It's up almost, 10.2% EBIT margin. So it's up even above pre-COVID margin level. So it shows that margin expansion track that we're on is starting to really build some momentum. And then underlying earnings per share improved by 25% to hit 21.9 pence. And then I think that one of the biggest numbers of the day was the free cash flow. Really another strong free cash flow performance, coming in at 461 million pounds for the half year. So that's a big improvement. And of course, free cash flow is hugely important, because it gives us flexibility to allocate capital in ways that create value for the future. So building free cash is a critical metric. And then pensions, it's always an important topic for investors and colleagues. And the group share of the accounting deficit improved significantly. In fact, it's $2.4 billion, which is the IAS 19 methodology. On a technical provisions basis, it's actually closer to $300 million. So the pension is in a very good state right now, I'm pleased to say. Overall, a really strong set of results. And I join Charles and Tom in thanking everyone across the business for the contributions.
And Brad, what have you announced regarding the dividend for shareholders?
Yeah, so actually we made two really big announcements on capital allocation. So on the dividend, we set an interim dividend of 9.9 pence. That's a 5% improvement over half year 20 interim dividend. So, you know, really strong improvement in dividends. And then we announced a £500 million share buyback, and that's something we haven't done, I think, since 2013. And that's a really important step that we're taking. And it just shows, I think, the confidence that the board has and we as a management team have in the growth prospects of the company going forward.
Brad, we're recording this podcast on the day that the results have been released. Always interesting, of course, to see how the figures have been received. What's the reaction been like so far?
Yeah, it's been a very strong reaction from the market today. We're up sort of around the 3% range. Of course, market hasn't closed yet, but you know that's relative to a overall market that's up maybe less than 1%. So we've got a really good above market appreciation today. So it's been a really strong reaction from the market.
Okay, Brad, for the moment, thank you. Charles, let me bring you back into the discussion. As these results are announced, inevitably, all eyes turn to the next half. What have you been saying to the market about the outlook for the remainder of 2021?
Well, Tim, exactly as you said, I mean, the half-year results and the operational performance so far reinforce our confidence in the full-year guidance. We're expecting to deliver good underlying top-line growth, margin expansion, and the three-year cash targets, which show our strategy is working. You know, our overall priorities are unchanged, and our primary consideration continues to be keeping everyone safe. The vaccination is our primary defense against COVID-19, and I'd just like to take the opportunity to encourage everyone who is able to and who has the opportunity to be vaccinated to protect yourself and others. I'd like to reiterate the importance of looking out for each other and ensuring that safety is your primary consideration if you're working on the sites. In some of our markets, people will be visiting sites more in the second half of the year after long periods working at home. So it's absolutely vital to refamiliarize yourself with our safe working arrangements and ensure this is at the absolute top of mind at all times. We'll also maintain our relentless focus on program delivery to ensure that we continue to deliver on our commitments to our customers. And we're going to continue to invest in advanced technologies and innovation to support the operational performance, competitiveness, our growth aspirations, and indeed the sustainability agenda that we've spoken about before. And as you know, sustainability is a key area of focus for us, so we're going to keep driving that in the second half of the year.
And Tom, what is your focus with the Inc. team for the second half of the year?
I would certainly reinforce Charles's points on the keeping our employees safe here into the second half, also his points on the vaccination and on awareness as we move back into the workplace. We'll also want to carry all of our momentum that we've built here in the first half into the second as it comes to operational excellence and program performance, continuing to deliver on our commitments. We too will support the sustainability activities.
Okay, thank you for that. Finally, for the moment, let me ask all three of you, from a personal point of view, what's been your standout moment? Let me start with you, Brad, as Chief Financial Officer. What's your big moment of the year so far, would you say?
I think for me, probably the standout moment was being able to go to finally get outside of the M25 after a year of pandemic and visit the Glasgow out in the Clyde there and see what we're doing out there with the amazing work on the Type 26 and to mix with our finance teams there and the broader operations. And after a long pandemic of the dining room table and too much Netflix, I think it was just amazing to be able to see where we really make money and see our people and that fantastic work they do.
And Tom, in the ink business, well, from a personal point of view, what's been your standout moment?
You know, Tim, I'd have to say very similar to Brad's point. I mean, it's interaction with people and the increasing ability to get into the workplace and see folks, you know, up close and personal. I mean, this era of Zoom calls, I mean, I think we had gotten a bit too accustomed to seeing people from a distance, sort of in a remote sense. And there is just such value in that personal interaction. And so, you know, the highlight for me was, you know, the ability to start having meetings, you know, with people in the same room and seeing folks that I had not seen in some time in person, you know, in the workplace. And so no doubt the highlight for me.
And Charles, some very interesting observations there. What's been your personal standout moment?
Well, just to say, and being rather boringly similar, I mean, it is getting out and seeing the teams as my highlight. We've been around many of the UK sites, and then to top it all off, getting out to the US and meeting, you know, since the beginning of the pandemic, actually meeting the leadership team of the Inc. business, going down to Jacksonville. You know, it's just great to see people again that have been, you know, we've been successfully managing through WebExes and video calls and so on and so forth, but nothing beats that face-to-face, and both for our employees but also with our customers.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed to all of you, and we'll have our competition next.
Our conversation.
Okay, time for another of our ever-popular competitions now. This time, it's your chance to choose a prize from either Bose or AirPod Pro earphones. Now, we like to make sure you've been listening closely to the podcast, so here's our question. Earlier, Charles spoke about a trip to Wharton to engage with an important customer. But what is the customer's name? Now, if you're listening carefully, you'll know the answer. Charles told us about a trip to Wharton where he met a very important customer. But what was that customer's name? Please email us your answer from wherever you are in the business. Our email address is ourconversation@baesystems.com. That's ourconversation@baesystems.com. The five lucky winners will be drawn at random from the correct entries, and we'll reveal the answer and the winners on our next podcast in September. Before we close, with summer upon us in the UK and the US, Charles, Tom and Brad, do you have any plans for some time off or maybe even a small holiday? Let me ask you that first, Tom.
Well, thank you, Tim. I appreciate that. I mean, certainly looking to get to the shore and hope to feel the ocean breezes on my face for the first time in a very long time, and look forward to a little bit of downtime here as the summer winds up.
And what about you, Brad? You've managed to escape the confines of the M25. Any plans to go any further afield?
I'm hoping to make it over to Colorado in the U.S. to visit my dad over there. So hopefully I can get a few days in over in the States, but really looking forward to having a little bit of time off, and I certainly hope the rest of my finance team has a similar vacation plan or has some time off booked for them to rest and relax after a really tough run up to the half year, which they did a fantastic job.
And Charles, what about you? Plans for the next few weeks?
Yeah, well, from my side, I'm definitely planning to take some time off to recharge, and I suggest that everyone else who has the opportunity also is able to do that. We haven't made any concrete plans yet. Obviously, with the travel being, you know, very, you know, difficult to predict with all the quarantines and stuff, but we'll just take it as it comes and try and enjoy the opportunity.
Well, good luck with those plans, and I hope you enjoy your time off. We'll be back in September with more news and views from across the business, plus, of course, our competition winners. Until then, though, from me, Tim Smith, from Brad, Tom and Charles, thank you for listening, and goodbye.